Welcome to The Best Is Yet to Be, the show that helps you make the rest of your life the best of your life. Now here's your host, Deborah Bales.
Hello, and welcome to The Best Is Yet to Be, the show that helps you make the rest of your life the best of your life. And every week we have a guest expert on our show to talk about issues regarding positive aging, growing old, and healthy as we do grow old. And the premise of the show is really aging. If it's lucky, it'll happen to all of us. So why not celebrate it? And to that end, we have a wonderful guest expert on every week. And today's guest expert is Meredith Bates of Bates Care Management. And Meredith is a geriatric care manager. And welcome to the show, Meredith.
Thank you, Deborah. I'm really glad to be here.
Well, Meredith has been doing geriatric care management in the San Luis Obispo area for, gosh, the last, 20, 25 years?
Quite some time.
And you are one of the first in the field. And tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I really have a passion for working with seniors. And I love what I do. I really enjoy helping people stay independent in their home or making the decision about moving to some other kind of a living arrangement.
Yeah, and kind of services that you do as a geriatric care management are really widely varied. Can you describe what some of those services are?
You're right, Deborah. They are very widely varied. They involve sometimes just case management, helping people organize which doctors they're going to, finding a doctor for the client that's appropriate, going with them to the doctor's appointment, helping them sort out which doctor does what, and communicating with the physicians. It's also a lot of involvement talking to the family members that might even be living in another state or another country.
Yeah, one of the great things about geriatric care management is that you do provide the advocacy for an elder who happens to be local, but oftentimes the rest of their family is far-flung geographically. And so you are there kind of as feet on the street to be there for the elder, right?
That's feet on the street. I like that, yes. I'm the eyes and ears for the adult children that would really like to be there if they could, but they are living in another state. They have a job, they have children, they have a spouse. And so I'm able to be almost like a surrogate daughter to help their elderly loved one.
Yeah, and the thing that I wanted to emphasize, I think that oftentimes people don't realize, is that a professional geriatric care manager is a very highly responsible job, and you have years and years of schooling as well as conforming to some very strict quality assurance guidelines from the National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers. Can you talk more about your background?
I'm glad you brought that up, Deborah, because it is a lot of responsibility. And to be a certified care manager, one needs to either be a nurse, an RN, a licensed clinical social worker background, or marriage and family therapist background, plus take the necessary courses to be certified through the National Association and take the test and become certified. So there's quite a bit of schooling, education, and continuing education units required.
Yeah, and I'm thrilled to say that I kind of have studied at the Meredith's knee, and I'm myself going through that process. And the National Association of Professional Geriatric Care Managers is has a very strict guideline, a code of ethics that we all have to subscribe to. And as you were saying, Meredith, most of the people, just to even become members, have to have advanced degrees, a minimum number of years hands-on geriatric care management, and then go through a pretty grueling test for certification.
That's absolutely right, Deborah. In fact, I just came back from a conference of the National Association of Geriatric Care Managers held in Orange County, and we talked a lot about ethics and guidelines. And it does require the advanced degree, as you mentioned, and passing the exam and keeping up your units, your continuing education, to continue as being a member, and to continue really working successfully as a care manager.
And, you know, you've been doing this long before anybody even heard of geriatric care management. And tell us a little bit about the typical clients, even though I know that many of them aren't typical at all. But who would come to you for assistance?
That's a very good question. And you're right. They're all different kinds of people come. Mostly my clients are the elderly people in their 80s or 90s. But a good example I can give you is an 86-year-old woman who I'm working with right now. She lost her husband this year, and also her only son passed away in the same year. And so she has a beautiful home overlooking the ocean, but she kind of gave up on life, which I could understand after all that loss. And so I'm helping her, working with her family to get her back to her primary doctor, get some people in there that can work with her caregiving and get her physical therapy, just kind of helping her get back on track and back to her life.
Yeah, one of the things that you provide, one of the best services, is that you're kind of a navigator through the maze of insurance, of finding caregivers, of making sure that all the physicians are coordinated, working together, making sure that the medications are all managed. Tell us how that differs from what many caregiving agencies claim that they do, but they really don't.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is a confusion sometimes. Caregiving agencies really do the hands-on care of taking someone shopping, making sure their bedding is clean, doing their laundry, running errands, giving them companionship, but they cannot organize their bills. They cannot find them an attorney. They are not permitted to do some of the things that a care manager can do. They don't talk to the families. They don't do mediation. They don't set up care conferences in facilities. They're really basically the hands-on day-to-day helping with laundry, shopping, companionship.
Exactly. And care managers are the third-party objective experts that come into situations where you will actually hire the caregivers or supervise caregivers working with a home care agency, such as ResCare Home Care, for example. But making sure that all of the resources surrounding the elder is properly organized, and you are even beyond a consultant, you become almost a member of the family, a trusted member of the family, and because of that strict code of ethics, you have to maintain that objectivity and make sure that the elder always comes first.
Absolutely. Always, no matter who's paying my bill, no matter how many kids are calling me and emailing me 20 times a day, the elderly person is my client. I am their advocate. And as an example, this 86-year-old woman I was telling you about, she has no estate planning. She has significant assets. So she will need an attorney. She will need a tax accountant. She will need a financial planner. She will need a lot of resources. Also, I work with an agency that happened to already be in place in her situation, but I monitor the caregivers, give feedback to the agency if the caregiver didn't show up or had a problem.
Yeah, and then also you can work with fiduciaries as well to make sure that the elder's assets, as you mentioned, are protected.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's necessary to refer to a private professional fiduciary. Sometimes Adult Protective Services needs to be contacted. So I am an expert in all the local resources, which is why I actually can save money to the adult children and the client, because I already know the resources.
You know, and that's really important because, you know, people might say, well, gee, I can't afford a geriatric care manager. And actually, because of the coordination of benefits and resources and professionals surrounding the elder, you're able to actually save the elder and their family money because they aren't duplicating services, or they aren't paying twice for a bill that slips through the cracks, or something like that. And that's what's really, really important.
Absolutely. I think also sometimes the adult child in another county or another state spends a ton of time looking for the resources, and they're missing work. They're using up a lot of time to try to find the right resources. And with one call to me, I can pretty much set them in the right direction.
Absolutely. And what's great, too, is that someone can call you and just ask you a few questions up front, and you're able to pinpoint and pretty much assess what the next steps might be so that you can then arrange to go out and meet the client.
Absolutely. I get a lot of calls where I refer them on to a care agency like ResCare. Maybe all they need is caregiving. Or maybe all they are looking for is a professional fiduciary. But I do a little mini assessment over the phone, and sometimes they need care management, or it looks like they might, and I do a free home visit, consult with the family members and the elderly to see if it's a match, and then proceed from there.
And one of the first things that you do is when you go into a home is to conduct a professional full-length assessment, and that's, 3 to 4 hours right up front. And this is a professional assessment that the client pays for, but it is something that they just simply can't get anywhere else. Some of the home care agencies may say that they do a free assessment, but it's nothing like what a professional geriatric care manager can conduct.
That is very true. Our assessments are very thorough. They're not free, and they could be taken to court. They would stand up in court because they are so detailed and thorough about the client's background, financial, their medical, their support system. Great detail and very in-depth document is produced.
Yeah, including some psychological testing that you do, as well as every single modality or access that the client moves and lives in, social, psychological, medical, pharmaceutical, emotional, you name it. And it's extremely valuable assessment. And then from that point, you put together a complete plan. So, well, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Meredith Bates a little bit more about what a professional geriatric care manager does. So hang on, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Home on the Central Coast, there's simply no place like it. ResCare Home Care is here to help you stay at home and live on your own terms. Maybe you or a loved one needs a little help with everyday activities, driving, cooking, doctor's appointments, light housekeeping, or just having a safe, trustworthy companion. Every ResCare Home Care professional is an experienced, screened, and insured employee, not a contractor. You'll feel comfortable having us in your home, whether it's a few hours a day or 24/7. We guarantee compatibility. Call us today at 781-8156. That's 781-8156. ResCare Home Care, respect and care at home. 781-8156.
Hello, and we're back on the show, The Best Is Yet to Be. I'm your host, Deborah Bales. And today we have as our special guest expert, Meredith Bates of Bates Care Management, located in Morro Bay, but really serving all of the San Luis Obispo and Santa Maria areas. And, of course, every Saturday at 12 noon, we have this show on News Talk 920 KVEC. And you can hear us streaming live at that time at www.920kvec.com. And then we also have a show website, which is www.yet2be. So that's www.yettobe, not .com.be. And I post the podcasts of every week's show, and you can go out and share your thoughts and comments, suggest to guest experts, and even share cherished memories of your loved ones. So back to Meredith and what you do as a professional geriatric care manager. And we talked about this extensive assessment that goes on. And then from that point, tell us what you do.
Well, the purpose of the assessment, and by the way, seniors don't like the word assessment, but I haven't come up with a better one yet. The purpose is really to develop a care plan. And the care plan is what outlines all the recommendations of the care manager of what is going to happen next and what was the best things that could happen for the client next. For example, scheduling, contacting the doctor for in-home physical therapy, or contacting an attorney for estate planning, or contacting the local free counseling service that comes to the home because the person has some emotional or depression problems. So the care plan is real specific activities that are going to be conducted. And sometimes the care manager does these things, and sometimes the family says, oh, I can do that part, or I'm willing to go with my mom to the doctor, but would you please contact the attorney and get her set up to go see the attorney?
And because you have this big picture view of the entire scope of work, you're able to coordinate resources the most cost-effectively and actually the most efficiently as well. And one of the big things I think that you do, Meredith, is bring all the family members to the table to discuss your elder client.
That is sometimes a little bit tricky, but my goal is to bring consensus to the family on what needs to be happening with the elder loved one. A lot of times the family members are talking behind the elder's back. Oh, mom needs to do this. No, she should do that. Well, why don't we send her over to live with so-and-so in the valley? And nobody even talks to mom because they're afraid to, because they have a dysfunctional family. There's a lot of reasons. So it's really important to honor the elder's wishes as much as possible, but also to engage the rest of the family and bring them to consensus so there's not a lot of squabbling siblings out there.
And also, you've done a tremendous job with certain elders in crisis because you really take the client from where they're at today all the way through to the very end of their life and even beyond with the family. And sometimes along the way, the elder will go through various types of crises. Can you talk more about that?
Oftentimes the families come to me when there is a crisis. Uh-huh. One of my clients who is now 81, when she first became my client, she was living in a facility, and her kids, she has five kids, and they had placed her in this facility thinking she was headed for really advanced Alzheimer's. And actually she wanted to go back home where her husband was waiting for her and hoping to bring her back home. So everybody was crying and everybody was calling me all the time when I first stepped into the case. And now this woman is living in back in her own home, and I report to the kids who live in different places throughout the country about what's happening and go with this woman to the doctor. Now, she has had a couple of problems. She fell one time in her yard and 911 was called. But I was able to follow up and reassure the kids that she was okay. She'd been to the doctor. Nothing was broken. And so I was able to help at the beginning in the crisis and through another potential crisis.
Yes, and sometimes some of the strangest things will happen to not only the elder but to families. And then sometimes you'll be able to also bring about some wonderful activities that an elder wouldn't otherwise know about and be able to share that with them, such as taking them out kayaking or some of the other things that you've done.
I think activities are so important for, well, all of us really, but especially as we age, our world sometimes shrinks. And if we can have purposeful activities, things that make us feel alive and part of the universe, it is so much better. And there is an adaptive kayaking program at Cal Poly that I'm very familiar with. And they have taken one of my clients out in the bay. He used to be a kayaker. And he loved it. He was just so happy to be able to get out there, but couldn't have done it without the help of this program that I know about. That's free, by the way.
Yeah, and that's another good point, is you find these programs that are free. And you know, you're always there thinking, creatively thinking of what would be the best for the client. And I've seen you go to battle many times for clients that couldn't otherwise speak for themselves. And that's really, really important.
I think especially with our medical system being in such disarray, we really need advocacy. And some doctors, they don't even look at the client when they come in. They look at me, and I try to refocus them to the elder person because that's their patient. And so advocacy through the medical system is a big, important fact.
Absolutely. And this is a good time to ask how people can get a hold of you, Meredith.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. They can contact me by telephone at 805-771-9124. My website is www.batescare.com. Shall I give them my email?
Absolutely.
Okay, email is mbates@batescare.com.
And that's B-A-T-E-S.
That's right, B-A-T-E-S.
And Meredith, tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you do on a daily basis. If you were to have a typical day, which I know that doesn't happen, but if you could just describe what you do in a typical day, that would be really interesting.
That's a good way to look at it. At a typical day, I might go visit some clients and I usually go to their home. One of my clients, before I started working with her, she had 15 cats in her home. Now,
wow.
We have the cats not living in the home anymore. She has caregivers. So I go to her home. I wear my double socks because she still has fleas in her carpet. But there, we're taking care of that. And then I might go to a doctor's appointment with someone. And I like to go in the room if the person allows it so I can really hear what the doctor has to say. Sometimes the clients, they've known their doctors for years and they just sort of have a conversation. Oh, yeah, I'm fine, doc. And they don't really get to the issues. I spend some time on the computer, like most everybody these days, doing research, answering emails, and, of course, answering phone calls.
Yeah, you do a lot of work on the phone, reassuring and making appointments and making sure that everything is double and triple checked and making sure especially that the communications from the doctors are adequate and are clear enough for you to read. And you keep these tremendous case files on each of the clients, which is really necessary because many of them have multiple doctors, multiple medications, and you provide this big picture clearinghouse for everything that surrounds the client.
I need to know what's going on so I can help get the client where they need to be. I wanted to mention the website for the Geriatric Care Managers Association, because if someone is looking for a care manager, they can look at www.caremanager.org and just put in the zip code and they will find a care manager, hopefully, in their area, and then they could talk to that person, interview them further. So if they're not here in San Luis Obispo, or they're hearing this and they want to refer someone out of the area, caremanager.org is a national website for our organization.
Yeah, it's a great resource. And then there's also local chapters, as you mentioned. There's a Western chapter.
Right.
As well. So, and, you know, as we are getting near the holiday season, you find many times that this becomes a hotbed of issues surrounding your elder clients and elders in the area. Can you talk a little bit more about how you cope with some of this holiday merriment?
Well, holidays are stressful for families, period. Who's going to go where? Who's going to be cooking dinner? What I find that happens is sometimes the families, that's when they get together, and it's after the holidays, actually, that I start getting the phone calls from the kids. They saw mom, and she hasn't been eating, and they were worried about their dad because they realized he had fallen, and he didn't tell them. And that a lot of time, the holidays is a time when the kids really notice what's going on with their parents, And then they're concerned and they call me.
Well, tell us a little bit about what we should look for during the holidays, maybe with our elder loved ones.
Okay, that's very good. Like red flags that you might
look
for.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Well, I always look for unopened mail lying around. That's a kind of a concern. If the cleanliness of the person also, and anything very unusual. Like my mom is neat as a pin. Everything is in its place. Everything is color coordinated. So I know if all of a sudden things were messy in her house, that would be a sign that something wasn't right. Also, just how are they walking, watching them go through their normal activities? Are they forgetting to turn off the stove? How do they remember their family's birthdays?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of red flags that you might notice if you're going out during the holidays visiting elder relatives, things to look for, things that could cause concern.
Yes.
And you're a great resource to just call and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I'm happy to just take people's calls and field their questions. I'm very happy to do that.
And not only that, you are also in the community in several advocacy groups, and one of them is FAST. Can you talk about FAST?
Right. Yes, I can. In every community, there's a financial abuse something team. I forget what the S stands for. But we meet regularly once a month, and we have speakers, and we work together to help prevent elder abuse. I am very active in the Alzheimer's Association, and their memory walk is coming up, their big fundraiser on the 30th of October. Also, I'm on the board of directors for the Long-Term Care Ombudsman, which helps protect people in facilities and assisted living.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I'm hoping to get a lot of those people on the show as well. Well, we have actually reached the end of our show, and thank you so much, Meredith, for being our special guest expert this week on The Best Is Yet to Be.
You're welcome.
And remember, you can always tune in at 12 noon on Newstalk KVEC. 9:20 a.m. and have it streaming live at also www.920kvec.com. And please give me a call anytime with any questions at 805-550-2023. So until next Saturday, this is Deborah Bales and wishing you the very best, and remember to make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Thank you for listening to The Best Is Yet to Be, brought to you by ResCare Home Care, respect and care at home. For the best in home care, call 781-8156. That's 781-8156.